You know the landlord's ring, my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went through the window, I peeped through the blind, and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. Another man take my place.
Enjoyable that was. Wow. Old piece. Money, honey. I'll have you. Who. All that good stuff. I spent some time on the phone with some friends of mine back east. Brother Ray, a Vietnam veteran that I spent a year with. And he eventually became the best man at my wife and our wedding back in October of 70. And he's become our accountant and handled all that stuff for many, many years. My concern is for he and his wife and his children and grandchildren with the horrible situation they've got in the sky. I mean, it's easy, my friends, to fall into an apocalyptic mood when you're breathing in smoky air beneath the ochre sun that has hovered above this northeast U.S. this week. The mind races toward metaphors of impending misery, even though we know that it's not a malevolent deity, but wildfires in Canada that has sent us this affliction. Why? Canada refuses to clean up their forests of dead stuff. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning. Good evening. Welcome to a Thursday night installment for The Edge of Darkness. We've kind of unbalanced some things this week for very good reason. As we know, the American people have been seeing this red sky above the economy for quite some time. The latest results from the Economist YouGov poll demonstrate that despite unemployment staying below 4% since January of last year, Americans are deeply unhappy about our economy. Let's start with the most general question. How would you describe the state of our economy? Just 4% rate the economy as excellent. We'll assume that a substantial number of those folks work directly for the Biden administration or in one of its subsidiary branches in the green energy sector. 17% say the economy is good, bringing the overall positive assessment to a mere 22%. And on the other side of the ledger, we have 32% who say the economy is only fair. A plurality of 42% say the economy is poor. That brings the negative assessment share to 74%. Demographics do tell an interesting story. By a large margin, the age group that is most likely to say that the economy is poor or fair are those between the ages of 48 and 64. For that group, 82% have a negative view of the economy. Of course, next up are we older Americans, age 75. Next up are older Americans, 75% of whom take quite negative views, as I do. Oh, things are not really that much better with younger adults, however. 69% between the ages of 18 to 29, 68% of Americans between the ages of 30 and 47 score the economy as fair or even poor. But there's a partisan and ideological gap in views of the economy. 88% of conservatives holding negative views and just 64% of liberals. Self-described moderates fall somewhere in between, 69% holding negative views. For party affiliation, this breaks down as 86% of Republicans on the negative side, 79% of independents, and only 59% of Democrats. Of course, 92% of Trump voters say the economy stinks, 58% of Biden voters do. There's gaps in the views, however, between racial and ethnic groups. 77% of whites say the economy is fair or poor, as do 71% of Hispanics. Among blacks, the negative assessment share falls. Only 61% have a negative view. By the way, women are more likely than men to hold a negative view of the economy. It's 77% to 72%. But the most interesting aspect of those numbers is not the divide, but the unity. Large majorities across the ideological spectrum, across parties, across racial and ethnic backgrounds, and across voting histories are in agreement with the economy not doing so well. But there's a commonality factor. Each of them see things as getting worse. For this same poll tells us that 53% of Americans believe the economy is getting worse. Only 16% think the economy is on the mend. That's a huge gap between men and women on this measure, though. 56% of women think economic trends point toward a worsening economy. Only 48% of men think the same way. Whites and Hispanics are equally pessimistic, 55% saying the economy is deteriorating. Among blacks, just 41% say the economy is getting worse. 22% say it's actually getting better. Well, among whites, the optimistic view score is just 16% of support. Among Hispanics, a measly 11% support. But there is one takeaway in all of this. If Hispanic voters are motivated by the economy next year, Biden will face a tougher re-election fight than his advisors probably anticipate. But that is counting on, is Biden going to be able to make it? Come on. You've got nearly 2 years left of this guy's administration. I'm not sure the man is going to live that long. But you see, all of this, everything we're talking about is truly about inflation. There's plenty of trouble spots in our economy, but it is clear that inflation is driving this negativity. The Economist / YouGov poll indicates this through a number of vectors. When asked which is the more important problem facing the country right now, 53% say inflation and just 6% say unemployment. Another 36% say that both are equally a problem. And of course, just days ago, we heard about the great employment numbers that popped up last month, except they all got shut down today. Some of the biggest increases in unemployment we've seen in several years have now been announced. But to go back to the poll, because the poll also asks what is the best indicator of the economy. 54% of Americans say it's the prices they pay. 16% say jobs. 11% say personal finances. 6% say it's the stock market. And while the numbers vary, prices are a top issue for every age group, every ethnic group, every age group, and across the political and ideological spectrum. And so when asked to rate issues as very important or somewhat important and not very important or unimportant, 73% say inflation is very important. Another 22% say it is somewhat important. That's a combined 95%. The issue of jobs and the economy scores at 69% is very important. 27% say it's somewhat important. That combines to 96%. But you see, because we know Americans are not that concerned about jobs, this figure is probably also a proxy for inflation's effect on the economy. And when asked to choose which issue is the most important, 17% say inflation. The next highest scoring issues are health care and the economy at merely 12%. Is anyone paying attention? I sometimes wonder. Our politics and policies have not yet adjusted to the public's concerns. Politicians on both sides of the aisle still talk as if job creation were the economic challenge of the day. Joey's White House is constantly bragging about how many jobs were created during his presidency. These people are like the proverbial generals fighting the last war, battling against the low employment recovery of the last decade instead of the high employment sluggishness of this decade. And we suspect that the candidate who can most quickly adjust his views to accord with our age of inflation and low productivity and formulates policies to overcome these problems will find favor with the public that sees price stability as our biggest challenge. John Carney and Alex Marlowe for yesterday's Breitbart Digest. Welcome to Bidenflation. And it stands. I look at this photograph that they posted along with this written transcript we've just shared. It's an aerial view showing New York City in a haze-filled sky from the Empire State Building Observatory, which was taken yesterday. It's horrific. I've never seen anything like it in this country before. And it's affecting all the states in the Northeast. Brother Ray, he and his wife sold their home a year and a half ago in New York. They now live in Pennsylvania. You think they're not being affected in Pennsylvania? How many other states are being affected? How is this transpired out? And yet, this comparison of this haze-filled sky from the Empire State Building overlooking New York City is no different than the inflation issues we're dealing with. It's a mind-bender. It's horrific. Just to take a quick side note, I read some stories today that the hospitals in the Northeast are jam-packed with almost no rooms. Almost no room. The number of people that have had to check into the hospital because of breathing issues has been horrific. I've also read stories of illegal aliens whose wives have checked into these hospitals, taking up room to give birth to new babies. And American women are having to wait to get in hospitals to give delivery to their children. This doesn't end, people. Not a bit of this insanity seems to ever want to end. All right, let's sidetrack for a few minutes. I know that very rarely do we do economic-based programs 2 days a week. But some of the things that I think the piece I've just shared with you is quite profound. It tells us a lot about our real economic situation in this country. Now, I sit there and every month have to do our monthly statements for my wife and I both have accounts in a particular credit union. It's part of our assessment of our trust. She's got a series of CDs. We both got savings accounts, which they're a waste. I don't put any money in my savings account. There's a couple hundred bucks in there because you have to. We both got money market accounts, but they are a joke. The amount of money that they pay is sickening. Absolutely sickening. And I came across an interesting article today called Three Reasons to Switch Banks Now. Because the days of traditional banking may be nearing an end. Inflation, here we go again, is still persistent. And interest rates to battle it are still very high. In this environment, Americans should take a closer look at where they keep their money and how they use their accounts. It may not make sense to keep your funds where they are if you can make more money and pay fewer fees by switching it to another institution. And I have an appointment with the credit union next week to go in and talk with them and ask them, what are they doing? And what are they doing to consider raising the amount of funds, the interest rate, et cetera, that they're willing to pay us? Now, the average interest rate on a regular savings account today is 0.40%. That, according to the FDIC. With $5,000 in that type of account, you would earn a paltry $20 after a full year. But by switching to a bank or a financial institution that offers a high yield savings account, you could earn a rate that is 12 times higher. With an account earning 4.85%, for example, that $5,000 deposit would grow to $5,243 over the same time frame. So instead of earning a whopping 20 bucks at the end of a year, you would earn $243. Now, that's not all that great, but what happens if you've got 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or $50,000? It starts to add up, doesn't it? But you see, it's not just the extra money that's great. Maybe by transferring your funds to a different institution, you could also eliminate excessive fees and penalties that previously ate away at your bottom line. And maybe depending upon the bank you choose, you could secure a substantial cash bonus and other perks that could benefit your personal financial situation. To learn more or read more about this issue, I certainly invite you to go to SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. And under the Double Eagle headlines for today, June the 8th, read that first entry called Three Reasons to Switch Banks Now. Do you think I do all this stuff for the purpose of just making money? No, I have a very unusual website. Very rarely do we have products per se for sale on the site. Yes, we have the treasure chest. We typically always have something available there. Once in a great while, we'll publish something on the front page, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. Most of what's there is designed to get our readers to pay a little bit more close attention to what's really going on, economically speaking. Certainly, we've got articles in there about gold and silver and copper and sections on Belcombe bars and products, etc. But rarely are there any prices affixed with it. It's a very unusual site in that respect. The second posting on the headlines for the day, $600 a month payments are set to resume. Americans say they are financially unprepared. What we're talking about is after a three-year-long payment pause on federal student loans, the Biden administration is preparing for payments to resume in September. Now, the Supreme Court just continues to debate the student loan forgiveness program, but I'm told it's not going well. And so as a result of the pause, higher education expert Mark Kantrowitz told CNBC that the average borrower saved about $15,000 in student loan payments. And now economists are warning that the country should prepare for an economic strain once the payments resume. And that is about to happen. Treasury Department may issue, I love this, $1.6 trillion in T-bills this year as it rebuilds its coffers after the debt ceiling deal. So let's see, they're going to put out Treasury bills and hope to God people are going to invest in them. Are they going to pay a decent rate on them? That certainly raises some interesting questions, doesn't it? You see, the suspension of the U.S. debt limit has cleared the way for the Treasury Department to refill its coffers, and a tsunami of borrowing is expected in the coming months. Well, the problem is when somebody borrows, it has to be paid back. Well, I would suspect that. I mean, we think about this. The government borrows from us all the time. They borrow out of the Social Security Fund, which they claim is going to be bankrupt and shot in a couple more years, because they have taken our money to invest God knows what else. Now, Congress passed a debt ceiling bill last week, and Joey signed it over the last weekend. Analysts at Deutsche Bank estimated in a note Thursday that $1.3 trillion in T-bills will be issued over the remainder of this year, bringing the total for the full year to about $1.6 trillion. The Treasury account, general account, has fallen to an alarmingly low level this week. The subsequent rebuild will likely to be one of the largest in debt limit history. So you see, in one form or another, we keep adding to the nation's debt. Isn't that what's going on? It's insane. They continue to spend and spend and spend. What's this elected idiot from New York, AOC? I can't remember what her name is. She's just now referred to as AOC. She has started this nonsense. She's trying to push this Green New Deal because of the fires in Canada and what it's doing to our air down here. Well, let's see. What is her Green New Deal going to do to correct something that took place in Canada? Or what would it do to correct fires that may take place in this country, as tends to happen quite often in California? And we're now at the point that this time of the year in Arizona, as things have dried up and gotten hot, we're going to be subject to fires in this state as well. What is, I guess, going to electric cars is going to resolve all that crap? How do we resolve the Green New Deal? We just cut off all the trees? Let's just cut them all down. Yeah, we can use the wood to go ahead and build homes, right? It's appalling to me. Let's go in a different direction. I got a brief story to tell you. I had a couple of interesting conversations with a husband and wife over, I think, Thursday, and then again on Monday or Tuesday, who heard our ad on Maggie's program on last week and decided to call me to begin inquiring about purchasing gold and silver. Now, apparently they've got a small amount, but they've got a sizable amount of funds that they're trying to pull out of accounts and expand out, do some other things, and they seem to think that gold and silver is a smart thing to do. And I don't take that and start getting into a huge sales pitch. But we just kind of do some pros and cons and some back and forth and stuff of this nature, developing a conversation. And when she called back with her husband earlier this week, they began to tell me about other companies that they've located online. And, oh, this company's cheaper, and this company's got this, and blah, 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 blah. There must have been three or four, maybe five different companies online, precious metals dealers. Not a single one of whom I'd ever heard of. Not a single one that I recognize. Now, that doesn't make it good, bad, or indifferent. It's just a matter of fact. Her husband was more interested in buying silver American Eagles rather than 1 ounce privately minted bullion coins. And I said, why? Oh, well, because it's American Eagle. It'll be recognized and accepted anywhere. Maybe, maybe not. When you're looking at doing some barter and trade with some silver, as a rule, you're going to deal with something that's recognizable. One of the silver rounds that we do the most amount of business with are the Buffalo. It's the reproduction of the old Buffalo nickel, and they're very clearly marked 1 troy ounce, 999 fine silver. Interestingly enough, it's the exact same weight and purity as an American Silver Eagle. And I was giving them some general quotes. Oh, well, we can, this company over here has got American Eagles for $42 a piece. $42 a piece. That's interesting. Why would you want to pay $40, $41, $42 a piece to get 1 ounce American Eagles in a roll of 20? And put, you know, $15,000, $20,000 into, why would you want to spend that kind of money when you can buy recognized 1 ounce bullion coins for considerably less money? At least, at minimum, at the time that we were talking the other day, at least $10 less per ounce. Kind of a foolish move by personal consideration, but. What the heck do I know? So that becomes kind of an interesting conversation when one begins to question, or should begin to question, who some of these firms are that they're talking with. Are they new firms? Just because they've got a website doesn't mean squat. Just because they've got some quotes that can they deliver right away? And then they start giving them some strange commentary about you know, how they can deliver it, and send a check, don't do a bank wire. Well, that's okay. But understand something. With the massive shortage we've had in silver this year, when you find a company that actually has access to the silver for instant delivery, then you want to speed your process up and get it as quickly as you can, specifically given some of the economic issues we're dealing with in this country today. So, strangely enough, I came across a very unique video yesterday, and I finally decided, it's on YouTube, and I finally decided to watch it. I was blown away. And what we're going to do is we're going to play this audio clip that lasts about 4.5 minutes, and it's called Where's Their Gold? Investors claim they lost millions. Now, this is something to think about. If you watch news TV and you see these ads for various different gold companies, some of them are reputable, some of them are companies I know of. But then I listen to and watch this thing, and I want to tell you what, it scares the living hell out of you. So, Michael, if we're ready to go, let's go with this clip, and I'll be back 4.5 minutes or thereabouts. And we're going to talk a little bit further. Michael? Uh-oh. Did he disappear? There we go. I had it muted.
You've seen those ads touting gold as an investment. Well, all these people were so confident in one gold company, they poured their life savings into it. Then they say they got robbed. Lisa Guerrero investigates.
You see them everywhere, especially on cable.
Protect yourself from outrageous inflation. Buy gold.
Ads selling gold as a great investment in times of economic distress, like the pandemic.
There's only one asset class that performs consistently well in times of economic turmoil.
But all these folks say the gold investments offered by a different company called Regal Assets caught their eye.
Regal Assets is the only gold company endorsed by celebrity investors such as Laura Ingraham.
The only company I trust with the process is Regal Assets.
When I decided that I wanted to protect my money, I looked at different companies, and I was impressed with Regal Assets.
Lawrence Fernandez, a retired CBS TV editor, says he invested nearly everything he had, over $1 million. But he says all that gold never came.
It's out in the ether somewhere. It just vanished.
Fernandez and all these other investors are now part of a Facebook group calling themselves Victims of Regal Assets. Altogether, they say they've lost over $10 million.
How much money did you end up losing altogether?
All of it. All of it.
Your entire life savings?
Yes.
We're still missing $391,760.
So how much money altogether did you and your husband lose through Regal Assets?
$483,000.
It has been very hard. We have to ask for a loan recently to pay some bills.
This is the CEO and founder of Regal Assets, Tyler Gallagher.
Inflation's, you know, it's on the rise.
He lived lavishly in Beverly Hills and was driven around town in a luxury car, chauffeured by Kyle Chernak. He says Gallagher was a loose cannon and often drunk.
He was eating these chocolate-covered mushrooms. The psychedelic mushrooms covered in chocolate.
So he was doing drugs and drinking throughout the day,
every day.
I mean, greed is a hell of a drug.
Kevin Snyder, who sold investments at Regal Assets for a year before he says he was let go for financial reasons, says Gallagher's top aide was Leah Donoso, the president of the company.
She ran the entire back end of, with all the shipping and tracking and security of the metals, so I couldn't see how she didn't know. I feel bad for anyone else that gets caught up in whatever she's doing.
Many of the investors we spoke to tell the same story, saying that Leah Donoso happily took their retirement money and then spoon-fed them lies about when they'd receive their gold. But after months of delays and their gold still missing, they say they soon started to fear the worst.
We caught up with Leah Donoso in a parking lot in Waco, Texas.
Hi, we'd like to talk to you about Regal Assets.
No comment, thank you.
Did you take advantage of your investors?
No comment, thank you.
So where is Tyler Gallagher today? Well, apparently not in Beverly Hills anymore. He's reportedly moved to the Middle East nation of Dubai, known for its wealth and lively nightlife.
I would tell him to keep running because I want to put him in jail for life. I feel very vengeful. I'm not a forgiving person.
What kind of a man does this to people like us, to God-loving, God-fearing people that are just trying to do good for themselves?
Now, most of these folks say they're left wondering if they'll have to find new jobs instead of enjoying their retirement.
It hurts. I had a lot of plans. Now they have to be altered. I want to see justice. I want to see him arrested.
Tyler Gallagher did not respond to our request for comment. His top aide, Leah Donoso, says she is cooperating with authorities.
How amazing. Let me clarify some things here. I'm not trying to raise doubts about anyone who happens to sell precious metals as an opponent to what I do. As most of you know, I got into this business in 1991. I had a guy that he and I had met, and we worked on some things together. But what he was doing was not working well for him. And he was a very devout Christian man. And he heard about this precious metals company called Swiss America. And he wound up going to work for them. And he was quite impressed. And eventually contacted me and suggested I give some consideration. And I did. And, you know, it's not to knock Swiss. They had their way of doing things. In time, I found that I did not agree with the way they did certain things. And I departed. As I've shared with you in the past, I went to work for another company that, strangely enough, who was made up of a good number. In fact, everybody who worked there were ex-Swiss America employees. And but a year later, the owner, who was a great guy, and I really had a good phenomenal relationships that I developed with clients while I worked at this company, and I cannot think of their name. But he decided to sell out, and I had met the guy who was selling to, and I did not care for him and chose to move on. And it's when I began to work with Robbie Noel and Eric Cederstrom, and et cetera, at Viking International Trading. That's where I began to broadcast 28-odd years ago. And I don't regret any of that, and I've always tried to keep things very above board. My concern with much of what we run into today is over the last couple of years, we've had some tremendous limitations on products. There's been huge shortages of silver. It's what we call supply and demand. There's not been a great supply. When it comes to the U.S. Mint, they have cut back horrendously on production of American Eagles, both gold and silver, the last 3 years. Which has driven the price of their products outrageously up. Other products that I would consider doing business with and have done were things like Perth Mint and Valcombi products, which we certainly have an ad that we run here at this network at RBN, talking about the 100-gram units. We talk about the 1 ounce that breaks into the 10th-ounce pieces, et cetera, et cetera. There are a wide range of other things Valcombi has available, including straight 1 ounce bars and 5 ounce bars, et cetera, et cetera. But not just Valcombi. There are other highly recognized manufacturers in mints that produce these products. It's not always been easy for me to be able to get things like South African Krugerrands, Canadian Maple Leafs, some of the products coming out of Australia or even Austria. I've done a lot with the Austrian gold over the years, highly recognizable all over the world and very tradable, every bit of this stuff. But much of what we've had to deal with more so in the last 6-7 months, maybe a year, is that when I contact my supplier to find out what is available at what price, well, there's times that they'll give me price, but then they'll hesitantly tell me that, well, we're not going to be able to ship that stuff until late July or early July or maybe possibly early in August. That leaves too many open-ended problems as far as I'm concerned. I'm not suggesting that is what happened with this company that took people for a ride, but it is very possible that that can happen. If you have placed an order for $5,000 or $10,000 or $700 and you're going to be told you've got to wait 6 or 8 weeks to get delivery, first of all, I won't take your money. I won't let you make a purchase like that. And I'll flat tell you that from the get-go, because I'm not going to have people holding up. Lord knows what can happen during that time frame. You may need that money back. The supplier isn't necessarily going to be willing to give it back, because as far as they're concerned, you've made a commitment. I've made a commitment. So I won't take an order for something that I cannot deliver right now, in the here and now. And that is my concern with some of the other companies that this husband and wife spoke with. As I say, their names meant absolutely nothing to me, the companies that they referenced. I've never seen these people. I couldn't even write their names down to be able to do any investigation online with them. As I began to work on some things for this program today, and it's very rare that I ever do stuff like this on a Thursday, as you know, I won't be here tomorrow. I mean, I'll be in the office and be available. But I don't, you know, at the present time, I'm not broadcasting on Monday and Friday. I've got the marvelous Maggie Rose filling in under her own name and her own program name until we can work out something else, at which time I'll take back Mondays and Fridays. But in the interim, I'm more concerned about reaching out to people and letting them know that, yes, there are options, but I will work for you because, number one, this is your money, and number two, and most importantly, I'm not going to take your money and pay it to a supplier and then have to wait 6 weeks or longer to be able to get your product shipped to you, you ain't going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy. There is a distinct possibility that the stuff that this guy did that's now left the country and is hiding out in Dubai, that he may have had very good thoughts. And then, unfortunately, they lost track of those things because of the fact that there was this unbelievable shortage of products. I spent some time today taking a look at, what have I got here? One, two, three. I took a look at four, five very well-known companies. Companies that are respected, that have a track record. A solid track record. Now, I took a look for reasons because I wanted to see what it is they're selling 1 ounce silver rounds for. And when I say 1 ounce, we're talking about at least in terms of a roll of 20. And then I jumped up and took a look at a five roll package of 100 rounds. Okay? Company number one is typically a little bit more expensive than the other companies. I'm not going to mention who their names are because that's just not necessary. For a 20 roll, now keep in mind, spot at the time was $24.32 when I put this together at 10:47 my time. Spot was $24.32. Wow, is this interesting? At this hour of the night, at 5:41 West Coast time, right this second, spot is still on silver at $24.32. It was a little higher than that, about 3 cents, about an hour ago, but it's still at the same figure. Now, that is a bloody rarity. So, they were talking $32.32 per coin if you're buying a roll of 20. Company number two, which typically is one of the cheapest companies that I find online that has a reputation that I know of, was at $29.84. Company number three is usually one of the more affordable firms. For a roll of 20, same thing, $30.16. So you see, they're all fairly tight, fairly close. My main supplier couldn't deliver anything until July. I said, forget it. We've got nothing to talk about. So I went to my local supplier. This is a guy that typically I've got to pay a slightly higher price for. But through all of this fiasco, for this entire fiasco with this shortage, he has been able to deliver silver all this time. That's typically where I'll go for one, two, three rolls, five rolls, whatever the case may happen to be. And guess what? Company number two that I looked at $29.84, well, son of a gun, I came in at $29.82. That's for, you know, a roll of 20. That's per coin. Now let's take a look at all four companies again. Let's assume we took a look at a package of 100. That's five rolls. These are newly minted coins. These are not beat up rolls that have been fingered and touched and played with. When I get them, I have to repackage them because I'm not going to ship rolls of coins out that rattle in the box. I unpack every box, repack it with styrofoam peanuts so that they do not rattle when they ship to you, and I have never had a single package lost. This is not having a package dropped to you from one of my suppliers. This is coming directly from me. And shocking. I could match the price. As a matter of fact, I slightly beat the price of even the cheapest guy out there. Yeah. Let's see. Bingo, bingo, bingo. I came in at $29.82. Now that's a 2 cent saving over the other guy. Okay, I can get up to a package of 100. Now keep in mind, this same company before came in at $29.86. Another company came in at $29.34. I can match that $29.34 per coin. So he's got a good selection of the newly minted Buffalo nickels. He's got some other somewhat nondescript coins of a company who I'm very familiar with that does put out a quality product. And they also still happen to have some of the Noah's Ark pieces. And so, you know, obviously we will fall back on your wishes. If you prefer the Buffaloes, we'll go for Buffaloes. If it turns out they're out of Buffaloes, then I'll let you know what the options are. It's your choice as to whether you want them or not. Frankly, it's all the same. Each is 1 ounce. It's 3/9 fine. It's pure. They've never been minted. And bang, they've never been touched and played with. It's all newly minted stuff. So if you're looking to, if you've got the funds and all you can afford to do is to buy a roll of 20, then call us, 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. Now, we also have the email. And by the way, you can text to that same phone number as well if you happen to be on a cell phone. Why am I on a cell phone? Because I'm all over the place. I'm moving. I'm not constantly sitting at a hard-line phone at the desk. I'm out on other appointments. Maybe I'm out across town picking up a roll of silver or a bunch of silver to deliver to some people. That's why, unfortunately, in this lousy present-day society, I've got this stupid thing sitting right here. I've got this cell phone with me. I've got an earpiece with me. I've got a book with me. So even if I'm driving and can't really talk, I'll get your name, I'll get your number, I'll call you back as soon as I get settled in. But you can also send me an email. And for those people like Mark and others who I've dealt with for so many years, you know how to reach me. Take advantage of this stuff. Some of the best prices that I've had on this for quite a while. And I'm very happy with it. My local guy took real good care of me. Okay, we've worked together for 30 years on and off. So why not? So if all you can afford is a single roll of 20. We have one broadcaster at this network that buys from me when he can afford it, one roll at a time. Okay? There's another broadcaster on Saturday who has a personal friend who has a company that he's bought gold and silver from for so many years. So she takes her listeners and refers them out to him. I happen to know the guy. We've known each other for many, many years. Not that he's involved with precious metals, but he does buy them. So you've got to do what's comfortable for you, whether it's what I can do for you at Kettle Moraine. Certainly the web's called Sierra Madre Precious Metals. I'm a movie freak, okay? Everything I'm talking to you about here right now, if you go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals, you look under the Double Eagle headlines dated June 8th, scroll all the way to the bottom, past that video. Where's the gold? Investors claim they lost millions. You can watch that video. And underneath that, we've got our introduction, because we've returned with a new passel of goods, and we're back to digging up more great buys. First, we got our video of Howard from Treasure Sierra Madre, the movie. And we've given you a break. We've given you the breakdown, although we've depicted the Buffalo 1 ounce silver rounds. As I've mentioned, we may not all be silver Buffaloes, but we'll know that before you and I do any business. We're seeing these prices for rolls of 20 ounces of silver be all over the place. But we've got rolls of 20 coins, newly minted 1 ounce Buffalo silver rounds and a few other designs available for that $29.82 per coin. That's $594.40 a roll. You can purchase 100 ounces for $29.34 per ounce. That comes out to $586.80 per roll. Yep, we can get more, but I don't know at what price. We try to be fair. Does a portion of your payment go back to RBN, to this network? Yes, it does. That's a commitment I made many years ago to this network. That's my way of helping to support. I know what it takes to run a network. I know what it costs to run a network. You've got people to pay. You've got electric bills. You've got equipment that has to be cared for. All of these things come into effect. Most of the broadcasters don't understand that. That's a fight that John Statmutter and I had years ago. It's what caused us to break up with a network that we owned together at one time in the past. Because I understood that broadcasters needed to make a commitment. Because there is a cost for their 1 or 2 or 3 hours of broadcast time a day. Now, I can't make up for all of it. But it's one of the ways that we assist and keep this network going. But I've been able to negotiate some better prices than I've had for a while. And I've been able to come out here and at least meet one of them and beat the other two major, major, profound suppliers in this country. Glad to do it. So if you have an interest in some silver and you're wanting to add to your holdings, do give us a call. Not just from the savings standpoint. This could save your own assets. Does that make sense? Gold, silver, something that's been around for thousands of years. It's going to put food on your table. It's going to put fuel in your tank. It's going to allow you to care for your loved ones. Possibly some health needs that you need. All of these things. We are ready to deliver now. I will not take your order if I cannot deliver the product. It's that simple. That simple. And I will be very honest and very open about that. Once in a great while, I will take an order, and we know there's going to be a 2 or 3 week delay. 2 to 3 weeks with my one supplier, I can live with. And sometimes some things happen and we're able to speed it up. But not ever have I had to go longer than the promises I've made. But in this particular case, we're in a position we can deliver now. These are fair prices. It sure beats $42 or $40 to $42 an ounce for American Silver Eagle. That push comes to shove is not going to give you one dime more in value at the other end. When it comes to providing what you and your family need. That's the common sense of it all. So I hope you'll take all of this into consideration tonight. If necessary, you'll be able to go back and re-listen to this program tonight if you care to do so. I can't even remember what's the title. Inflation Be Damned. That's the title of tonight's program. It should be up within an hour after we get off the air. Michael takes good care of us. Michael takes extremely good care of all the broadcasters at this network. I hope you'll read it. Go watch the video. I know we've shared the audio, but I can never guarantee what the quality of the audio is that you're going to be receiving. It could be where you live. It could be your computer. It could be any number of things. Go watch that video and then understand. Right before 55. That's cool. We're getting close. We got about a minute. So once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. Suppliers are all closed at this hour of the night. And unless there's something absolutely insanely drastic that happens overnight, we should be pretty close. You know, I'll leave 2 or 3 cents if necessary. If silver drops, I'll take care of you. If it goes up a couple of cents, maybe I'll eat it. I'm not going to worry about it. It's your money. I'll do all I can to assist and to help. No nonsense. as one of our ads says, tell them you want AU, not BS. I won't give you the BS. Never have, never will. 602-799-8214 is the phone number and the text number. You can also email us at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Don't make me spell it out for you. Go to the website, sierramontereypreciousmetals.com. Scroll down toward the right on the column, and you'll see our name, our address, our phone number, and our email address. Shoot me what you need and see what we can do for you. Hey, thanks for spending time with us this week. I appreciate it all. Lord willing, I'll see you come Tuesday. Have a great weekend, won't you? And don't forget, Maggie's on tomorrow night. Good night.
Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs on the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sound. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American town. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, pop, five, and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? How did we ever go so wrong? Did we get too high? Did we sleep too long? Why did we raise the price of gasoline? I remember the morning the towers fell. I fell back asleep and dreamed of hell. I guess I thought it all was part of my dream. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, pop, five, and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? Where'd it go, boys? Tell me. Hey, Hag. I'm afraid she's gone. I miss America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.